5, 4, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 2, 1. Boom. Dance floor.
Studs! Studs!
Hey, welcome, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, Whitman.
Nice to see you, Timmy Conway Jr., man.
All right, this story won't go away. This Governor Spitzer, man.
No, well, it got bigger and better today with the governor resigning in New York.
And some great audio here. Evidently, this guy, this Governor Spitzer.
Elliot Spitzer.
Wanted to have some crazy sex with this Kristen. And there's a picture of her. If you go to the Drudge Report, you can see it there. There's a pretty hot picture of her sitting there on a boat.
On the boat. The boat picture is the hottest picture of them all, but there are a few pictures, I will say, where she's not wearing any makeup, where, dare I say, it was reported the governor spent $4,300. For the chick on the boat, I'd spend $4,300. But for the chick with no makeup, that's a $1,000 night.
Oh, please. Hey, don't blow this, dude. She's really into you. She, you know, I bet if you got drunk enough, you'd take like a,
sure,
you know, just a
little Xanax.
If you're on Xanax, some weed and some booze, I bet you'd hit her.
Oh, without a doubt.
Oh, see, you're coming around.
No, I'm admitting that I'd pay $1,000 to have sex with her without makeup.
Well, it says here he wanted to go bareback.
Oh, Governor.
Whatever that is. Is that condom free?
That's not safe.
Oh, bubba.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
and
boy.
Tell me, Governor, what brand of condom did you decide to use?
Wow. So this guy's really going for it in life.
The brunette at the center of Elliot Spitzer's spectacular downfall is a 22-year-old runaway from the Jersey Shore who came to New York City to be a singer and ended up toppling a governor. The stunning revelation came on a day of high drama that began with Spitzer's resignation and ended with the confession from sexy Ashley Alexandra Dupre, who is just 4 years older than Spitzer's eldest daughter.
Hmm.
She says, quote,
wait, how old is Spitzer's eldest daughter?
I'm not exact. Must be 18.
18.
Because she's 22. She says, I don't want to be thought of as a monster. She was born
Ashley. Is that the daughter speaking?
No, that's the prostitute. She was born Ashley Yeomans and raised in Belmar, New Jersey, a shore community.
He spent $80,000 on call girls.
Oh, my God.
And over 10 years. Now, that's not much.
Oh, good. Are you kidding me? Makes me feel good.
In 10 years?
That makes me feel
good. That's only $8,000 a year.
That's a lot of money, dude.
If he's paying $4,300 for one night, that's two chicks a year.
Well, he's overpaying. I mean, the governor's overpaying. Obviously, when you're the governor and you make – by the way, the governor's salary, I looked this up yesterday. Governor Spitzer, of all of the governors in America who accept a salary – for example, Governor Schwarzenegger does not accept a salary. He commands the highest salary, something like $206,000 a year to be right. California's governor. Governor Spitzer takes – because it's his job and he's not a superstar – movie star, he takes $175,000 a year from the taxpayers to serve as their governor.
Well, it's all hooker money. But he says, they also say he has a lot of money. He's the son of a wealthy Manhattan real estate developer, and he reported income last year of $1.9 million.
Right. He's very wealthy because he comes from wealth. He comes from a wealthy family.
A three-diamond lady is the cheapest with the Emperor's Club. That's $1,000 an hour. Or $10,000 a day. A four-diamond lady is a little pricier. Do you think there's some envy between the three diamonds and four diamond girls?
Yes. I think that when you're promoted from three to four diamonds, I think that you...
What's the difference between a three and a four diamond?
You know,
enthusiasm?
Look, maybe implants. I think if you're a three-diamond girl and you go get some Botox in the right spots and some implants, suddenly you're a four-diamond girl.
Yeah, but it all goes all the way up to seven-diamond girls.
How much is she?
$3,100 an hour.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, Dougie. or $31,000 a day.
Now, what always...
Seven diamonds.
What always strikes me is why you would want that chick around for the entire day. Because after the sex, I don't know about you, I've been open about going to the chicken ranch and brothels and things like that. After the sex, you just kind of want to relax and watch a little Larry King, and if you're me, or watch
at
some...
At the brothel?
Well, imagine I was at a suite in New York City somewhere, if I was at a hotel.
Okay.
After the sex, I would want to watch, Hardball on MSNBC. Governor Spitzer's got horse. Let's play Hardball.
Right.
I'd want to watch that. I wouldn't want her laying next to me, cuddling with me for 12 hours, unless I was in love with her.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's mutual with the cuddling.
No need to insult me, Tim. We're 4 minutes in, and there's... been one every 120 seconds that I can remember off the top of my head.
I'm just saying, I'm sure that these chicks are not sitting around going, wow, goddamn, I wish I could cuddle with that dude.
Right. Well, this is what I'm saying. Why not just spend the 10 grand, have a great hour, hour and a half with her. Don't waste $20,000 because they want her to lay around until they get their second wind and they want another shot at her, man.
Well, Spitzer wanted to have sex with Kristen. That's her name, her stage name, her whore name, the night before Valentine's Day without a condom. How about that for a Valentine's Day gift to little wee? What's her name?
His wife's name is Silda.
Silda. All right. This is Governor Spitzer. Saying, hasta luego.
To the Empire State.
From the Empire's Club to the Empire State, so long.
In the past few days, I've begun to atone for my private failings with my wife, Soda, my children.
Wife, Soda?
Soda. With my wife.
With my wife, Soda.
What's her name?
Dr. Pepper. I have begun to patch things together with my wife, Shasta.
What's her name, then?
Silda.
Silda?
Yeah, there's
calls her Soda.
He did.
I've begun to atone for my private failings with my wife, Soda, my children, and my entire family.
Hmm. You know what that is?
Oh, boy.
That's the New York thing where we native New Yorkers drop the L. L's get buried or L's become W's.
Yeah, you native New Yorkers, man. All right, here we go with Spitzer's. Well, just saying. Us native New Yorkers.
Well, native New Yorkers have a very poor speaking habits. And,
all right, here we go.
And my entire family. The remorse I feel will always be with me. Words cannot describe how grateful I am for the love and compassion they have shown me. From those to whom much is given, much is expected.
Yeah, Rep.
I have been given much.
Hey, Rep, he saw war and tried to end it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw a tail and tried to nail it.
The love of my family, the faith and trust of the people of New York, and the chance to lead the state. I am deeply sorry that I did not live up to what was expected of me. To every New Yorker and to all those who believed in what I tried to stand for, I sincerely apologize.
Yeah. So long.
And it was reported that Soda, the wife, was pressuring her husband, Governor Spitzer, not to resign. She wanted to stay in that governor's mansion. But now it makes history. Now the lieutenant governor will become the first black governor in New York history. And how about this for a governor? He's legally blind.
He's legally blind?
Yes. The new governor of New York is legally blind.
Wow. Look at that.
So
that
governor
really worked his ass off.
Governor there, Spitzer could do whatever he wanted to in front of that dude.
All right, but this is what I don't understand. This Soda and the Hillary Clintons of the world, all these women, they stay in these relationships. What are they staying for?
Well, they don't necessarily stay. Some of them do. An exception is the former First Lady of New Jersey, Dina McGreevy, who...
Well, she had to move out.
Because her husband was gay, right?
Yeah, she was. Yeah. He clearly told the whole world...
I'm a gay American.
He's not into the big V.
Right.
And unless she's going to have a surgery, where she's going to get the Insta stick, she's out.
She was asked on CNN why she made that decision to stand next to her husband, because that's what a lot of women ask themselves when they see these ladies standing next to their husbands who have committed acts of adultery. Even Senator Larry Craig, in the tapping his foot in the bathroom in Minneapolis, rather, people wonder, well, why do they stay? And Mrs. McGreevy, the former First Lady of New Jersey, said, well, it's because you love him. It's because you really do support him, and you do want to help him out of this particular area.
I don't buy it. I think there's a bigger reason why chicks stay.
For the FaceTime on camera?
No. There's even a smarter reason why the women stay. Well, women have been really hurt.
Mm-hmm. Like Hillary.
Like Hillary and like Soda here.
Silda.
Same thing. Hey, listen, I'm just going to call her what he calls him.
I mean, he is her wife, her husband.
Yeah, he calls her Soda. But Soda and Hillary, I think the reason why they stay is because they've been very hurt in public, and they want to do exactly what this guy doesn't want them to do.
And that is hang around.
And that's stay in the relationship.
Right, because Governor Spitzer, now that he's not the governor anymore.
He thought once he got caught,
She'd split. And he could hook up with Kristen.
Yeah. Now he loses his job, and she's in the house to irritate the F out of him until he dies.
For 40 more years.
Because they can't separate now.
Right. But what about the argument, Tim, that I've always respected Bill and Hillary Clinton for one thing, and that was keeping their marriage together. I think it was good for our country that they kept their marriage together, and I think more importantly than that, it was good for their daughter, Chelsea.
This country could have survived the breakup of the Clintons. I know you're in love with the Clintons, but this country could have survived.
Right. Let's not talk about the Clintons because you get crazy, but let's talk about Chelsea Clinton for a moment. They kept, as so many, if we talk to our audience, so many guys or women in this circumstance will stay together or do their level best to stay together for the children. Now, if you see Governor Spitzer, he's got three daughters, I believe.
Oh, boy.
He might want to stay with Soda until the daughters are off to college and grown into full womanhood, and then maybe he splits with Soda at that point. But there's something honorable. There is something honorable about doing what you can to keep the family unit together for the sake of the children.
Yeah, but that's not a family unit. I mean, he's obviously not into her, right? I mean, he's banging hookers and risking his job, risking everything he has.
Well,
he's not into her.
I don't know that he's not into her, and I'm not prepared to say that he doesn't love her. He might love her very much. In fact, I'm sure he does love his wife very much, just as I believe Bill Clinton loves Hillary very much. I think they have a very loving – I think they love each other.
I think you're wildly delusional or on drugs.
Right. I'm neither. And just as you're a little, like a little high school girl with George W. Bush, let me say—
I'm not even talking about politics.
Right, but let me say something about the Clintons without
being— You have to bring up politics when you think you're losing an argument.
I'm not losing. I'm not going to do this again with you tonight.
But well, then don't irritate me with your undying love for the Clintons.
Then don't bring up the Clintons.
Because to the audience, it sounds like you're a pansy when you do that.
And when you get on your George Bush crap—
I'm not on the George Bush.
You sound like a right-wing tool to the audience.
I'm not on the George Bush deal. Your undying love for the Clintons is a big turnoff for this audience.
Don't you tell this audience what's a big turnoff for them.
It's a major turnoff.
And, my friend, your undying love for the commander-in-chief, President Bush—
I'm not talking
about
him.
—is a huge turnoff for this audience because this audience—
You keep bringing up Hillary Clinton.
For the most part, this audience is on my side of the political spectrum. They're younger people. They're not rabid right-wing Republicans
like you. I don't get into it very often, but when you start to bring up your undying love for this Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton—
No, I don't love them. I respect them.
You love the two of them.
I think they did a good job for America. And here's all I'm going to say to you, my friend.
And then defending their marriage and defending everything they do.
I don't defend everything they do.
You have to suspend a lot of disbelief. Believe that those are two sensational people.
My friend, I said on the radio in Los Angeles on another station on the day of the impeachment verdict was coming in, the day they were voting, I said on the air, if this man is removed from office, it is his own fault. I said that on the air. You can call Mr. KABC and ask him if I did or did not say that. I did. Now, let me simply
say— I don't need to talk to Mr. KABC about it.
Fine, Tim. let me simply say that if they kept their marriage together, I'm just using the Clintons as an example because they're a public example that we can all identify with. It is my personal opinion, and you are free to disagree, that, of course you are, that if they kept their marriage together for the sake of Chelsea, their very young daughter, that to me is admirable.
And you think that's the reason they did it?
I believe for any two parents, whether it's Phil and Lois Wachowski or Bill and Hillary Clinton, I believe it is a primary reason. A primary reason.
You know that most of the people listening right now don't believe that.
They're free to disagree
like
with me.
About 99% of them, maybe.
Right. This is, again, if you didn't hear the other night, this is where Tim tries to turn the audience against me and get me leaving the
You're
station.
You're the one that brought the audience up about the right wing.
No, you said the audience doesn't believe this. I sound like a nut to the audience. Or they don't
but
believe.
But you do.
That's fine. I've sounded like a nut before to the audience. I've been in radio 22 years. You think this is the first time I've sounded like a lunatic to the listeners?
But when you don't admit that Hillary Clinton stayed together with Bill Clinton for the power, and so she can become president, you sound like a lunatic.
Let me suggest this to you without calling you names as you...
I didn't call you a name. I said you sound like one. I didn't say you are one.
Right. Well, the other night you said I was one. Let me say this. And consider this, if you will, with your very open mind, your very open Republican right-wing mind.
Thank you very much.
If Hillary Clinton divorced Bill Clinton and showed great independence, she would be equally popular with a probably equal segment of women who would have said, way to go, girl, you dump that guy, and now you go get what you've got coming to you, and that's a seat on the in the United States Senate. So had she left him and showed this great independence and said, I'm not going to be a doormat, a lot of women would have rallied behind her. And the flip side, what she decided to do was stay in the family for the family, for her child, who she reportedly adores, as most parents, I think, adore their children. A lot of women rallied around her because they've been in similar situations for staying with this guy who's a J.O. for the daughter. She put it up with a lot of S for that, for the sake of her daughter. So women rallied behind her for that. So I think regardless of the decision made by Hillary Clinton, women would have supported her. I think.
I think it was a calculated decision for her to stay in that relationship for the power, and I think it backfired. I think if she did say, you know, this is unacceptable for my husband to stick, you know, cigars in an intern's, you know what, in our house, I think that's unacceptable, and she called it off.
Right,
you're right. She probably would have had a lot more respect. I think she miscalculated. I think she thinks
she might have had an equal amount of respect.
That she would have had more respect and more power if she stayed with Bill Clinton, and that's why she did it.
Right,
and that's what most of America believes.
Well, she's pretty popular, so I don't know that you should be spouting off about what most of America believes. And let me say this to you in closing.
Let's put it this way: you're the only one I've ever heard that doesn't believe it.
Well, let me say this to you in closing: I'm a fair person who judges people based on the facts that I have and what I know about them.
I think you're blind. Blindly in love with the Clintons.
Can I finish a sentence?
Yeah.
I don't know the Clintons personally, and I only know what I read about them, and I only know what they've done for our country, and I only know to what they've dedicated their lives, and that is making government a force for good in the lives of other people. And I find that very admirable. And a lot of people won't say that on the radio, especially talk radio about the Clintons, but I'll say it. To suggest that she stayed in the marriage simply for power attributes to her unbelievable negative characteristics and motives that you personally have no idea exist. Do you understand? You're attributing to Mrs. Clinton she did it for power, for power, for power. I would simply say to you with great...
You think she did it for love, love, love.
I think she did it... for her own reasons. It was
because she loves him and she loves her daughter.
I believe that's true. I believe both of those statements are true. But what I'm
saying, you're a nut.
All I'm saying to you, Tim, all I'm saying to you is this, that with great respect to you, my friend, when you say She did it for power. She left him for power. A, you don't know that. B, you don't know her. C, it kind of, well, it clearly shows that you've got this, you've got these preconceived notions about her that would lead you to conclude, not knowing her or her situation, it shows that you've got in your mind all these preconceived notions about why she makes the decision she makes, and they're all very negative, which leads the listener to believe, oh, Conway doesn't like Hillary Clinton. That's why he thinks she just stayed married for power. And because buddy, you don't know.
You don't know them either, sweetheart. You have never met them.
But I'm not the one accusing her of the things you are.
I know, but you blindly, everything they say, you believe you take as gold and you take as honest to God the truth.
It's not true, Tim.
You are the only man I've ever met in my life.
Tim, it's not true.
I've met women who do this, but you're the only man.
Right, so now I'm a homosexual.
Listen to me. Who blindly believes everything the Clintons say.
I don't.
And who thinks that Hillary Clinton stayed in that marriage because she's in love with her husband and loves her daughter.
I believe that she and her husband are soulmates, and I believe...
Oh, get out of here. Are you just saying this? I mean, off the air, do you really believe this?
Jesus Christ.
Why else would she stay with him?
Ah, get out of here.
Now, listen.
It is very tough to sit here through this every night.
Well, you're doing it every night with this goddamn politics.
You bring up the Clintons every 20 seconds. These Clintons,
they came
Clintons.
Up tonight in the context of Governor Spitzer in New York. Let me just simply say to you, I'm not the one, and this is my last comment on this, I'm not the one who said she stayed for power. If you are going to make the negative assessment of her that she stayed, now follow this closely. If you are going to make the negative assessment of her that she stayed only for power,
I believe that.
You need more than I just don't like her to substantiate that argument.
I'm not saying anything about liking her or disliking her. I'm telling you that 90% of the people in this country believe that she stayed for the power.
And I'm telling you that if she left him and was an independent woman who divorced the president, she would be just as powerful, just as rallied behind.
Oh,
by
you're out of your mind.
You don't think
she wouldn't have all... I mean, look at it. She's hired all the Clinton people to support her in her campaign, every one of them. So, I mean, you know, she used that network to get where she is. Okay. She wouldn't have been as popular if she split. All right. Let's take some phone calls on this. Why do these women stay? Is it for what Brian believes, that they're totally in love with their husband and their kids? Or perhaps
not really what I said again.
Well, close. Or perhaps that they enjoy the power of being married to the president and being married to the governor of the state of California. Here are the phone numbers.
New York.
What did I say?
California.
New York. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. I think you're wildly delusional or on drugs.
Right. I'm neither.
I didn't play that clip. It was those guys who did.
Right.
All
sorry,
right.
Not.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. When these wives stay with their husbands after their husbands get caught effing around, they stay for the power? Or they stay because they want to keep the family together?
And aren't you sometimes embarrassed for them when you see the wives standing next to these dudes?
Yeah, that's... That's not a good look.
And then you see Spitzer with his daughters, and my heart breaks for his daughters.
Oh, Bobbo. All right, let's talk to Charles in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, hi. Hey. I just wanted to say, to assume that these women just stay with their husband just because of the power, he's just being a little bit too simplistic. Because besides the politics, you have couples or you have women who still stay with their husband even after they've been cheated on.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about somebody who's not in the position of power. You know, somebody works at, you know, Gelson's and their wife works at IHOP. I'm talking about the governor of the state of New York and the president of the United States.
Yeah, besides, I guess Hillary Clinton would have stayed with her husband. Not just, it would have been better or wiser. I think she made a wise decision to stay with her husband and not break up while they're still in power.
Do you think they stayed together because they're in love?
I think love has to do a lot with it. Because
how much?
They're still together now. Because right now, they're still together.
They're still together. So, and if you see them together, when I see them together, I think there's a couple that loves each other. And I know that, you know, oftentimes I've heard, you know, President Bush and his father and your crew, as you would say, Tim, talk about family values. And the Clintons really showed... he didn't, but...
showed family values?
I just said he didn't. But in the aftermath of the scandal, they really showed family values by going to therapy, trying to repair the relationship, and staying together.
I'm pretty sure it's for power. All right, let's talk to... How about James on the 118? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, man.
Hi.
Hey, you guys are killing me, man. You guys are so funny now.
you're the best, dude. What do you got?
But I think they stay together just because the woman want to make him miserable, no matter if he got power or not. She, you know, why would she leave him? Think about it. If she leaves, if like say Bill Clinton, if she would have left, he'd have went out doing more. Basically,
right.
She'd have been unhappy. She's old. She can't get anybody. And same with, you know, a man, no matter how old he is, he always can get him a woman. But
yeah,
a woman,
that's true. And you know what? I think you have a good point there, James. When somebody gets caught red-handed, mm-hmm. You know, like the husband comes home early and the wife is in bed with another guy.
Right. There's no way around that.
Yeah, she's doing that because she wants to get out of the marriage.
Subconsciously, probably.
Yeah. Right. And she, because nobody should get physically caught red-handed.
No.
But when you do, that's a sign that, hey, it's over.
I had distant family members who she came home. I won't say who they are or even, but I'll just say distant family members. She came home. From work. He had lunchtime off, and she came home from shopping or whatever, and there in the bed was him with, like, his secretary in there.
Oh, man.
In their home.
It's over.
And they divorced, but you know what? Few years later, they remarried each other.
Oh, boy.
And then were married for another 40 years.
Good for them. All right, Jeff in West Covina, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm bad.
Hey, I was just want to make a comment about that Hillary and Bill. I think that that was no big surprise to Hillary because I think they're both swingers. I think that they come off as, you know, there's no big deal to them.
I don't know. I've never read that. All right, Brian in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, Brian.
Hey.
Anyone who thinks the machine known as the Clintons is, if their marriage is not a sham, I don't know what is. I mean, Hillary's a big lesbian. I mean, Los Angeles Times has never reported it, but, I mean, there's been speculation of it.
So then how do you know it? And if the Washington Times or no one else has ever reported it as fact, why do you state it as fact?
Because,
and be specific, please.
Because they are big supporters of Hillary.
It's not an answer to my question. If these newspapers know for a fact that she's, quote, a big-time lesbian, as you say, and none of them have reported it, as you admit, how have you, Bruce of Hollywood, come across this information? And please, when you're talking about a public person's private life, be specific after making such an allegation. Go ahead.
There's a lot of photos with her really close with her top aide, Fatima.
Her top aide who?
Fatima. She's an Indian woman.
No, her top aide was, just until very recently, Jamie Solis Doyle.
All right. So
what's his name again?
Who's married with children, by the way.
All right. Let's press on. I don't think she's a lesbian. All right. Let's talk to Alex in Torrance. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Hey, I just think it shows true, you know, character of the Clintons. You know, they're human, man. You know, they went through some tough times, but they got over it, you know, and it shows strong character. Unlike George Bush, he's afraid of his wife, you know. Bill Clinton's a badass.
Oh, I don't
Look
think,
at it. He cheated on his wife, but he's still with her.
Right, but she
you
should.
Know?
We're not
That's
talking
a man
to,
right there.
We're not talking about him staying, you idiot. We're talking about her leaving. All right, Allie in Hawthorne, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, Hillary definitely stuck with Bill for leverage on this year's ticket. And now she's like pimping out Chelsea left and right every time she gets a chance now that Chelsea's looking okay. You guys remember how Chelsea used to look? She used to look like Gina Grad should look like, right?
No right. Did you say this? Have you been saying the same thing over the years when all politicians from every party have put their children out there to campaign with them, like Governor Romney had his sons, or Al Gore had his daughters out there and his son out there campaigning for him. Why do you just hold the Clintons to this standard?
Yeah, yeah. By the way, this is not the first time Brian has sounded like a total lunatic.
No, can you answer my question instead of name calling?
I think the reason that you like Hillary so much is because she probably looks like one of your dogs.
Instead of name calling and bad jokes, instead of bad jokes and name calling, how about an answer to the question?
All right.
The truth is, he doesn't have one.
Chris in Sun Valley, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, what's up, man? Well, we all know the real reason why she stayed with him. It's, it's to plot her revenge, you know? Come on, we all know she's not into him. With that haircut, I mean, she looks like a diesel dyke, dude. The only people that are voting for her are lesbians anyways, man. Come on, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, man. She's getting a lot of votes in the big states, though. All right, William and Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, no, really, the way how I look at it is it's a kind of a big religious thing, you know? If you're a good Christian, you'll stay together with your family, and you'll stick out through all this stuff, you know? And I kind of think it's kind of, you know, it's low under the radar with the religion, but there's a lot of radical Christians out there. To think, you know, if you get a divorce, it's abomination.
It's not radical. I mean, it's not a radical. I know the Catholic Church is against divorce. A lot of churches are against divorce. That's not a radical notion that you should try to keep your family together and keep your, you know, live up to your wedding vows if you can. I mean, that's not a radical notion. And both Bill and Hillary Clinton were brought up in the church. They went to Sunday school, if you know anything about their youth.
Yeah, but if Bill Clinton was a fireman and he was sticking cigars into an intern, don't you think Mrs. Clinton would have split?
Don't know.
But if he's the president of the United States, she sticks around.
Well, Tim, the fact is there are hundreds of thousands, millions. What, we have 300 million people in this country? There are, I would say, millions of marriages, or at least hundreds of thousands of marriages that we've never heard of, people we don't know, where there's been infidelity, where the husband and the wife agree to keep the marriage together even after the infidelity. It happens. So they went through...
I think it's more likely to happen when the man is in a position of power.
You might be right about that.
Than not.
You might be definitely right about
that. If the guy was unemployed, he was just a schmuck, he didn't have anything going.
And she wasn't happy with him anyway, she might get out of there.
I mean, I don't know if she was happy or not. Maybe she was in love with him, but the guy was a deadbeat. Maybe she'd press on.
Right.
But, you know, how many times is a woman going to be able to marry and stay with the president of the United States?
Well,
very few.
By 1997, 1998, she was so famous that, again, had she divorced him, she would have had the world on a string, with or without being Mrs. Bill Clinton, married or divorced.
Yeah, but I'm not just talking about the Monica Lewinsky thing. This guy has been cheating on her for, you know, 30 or 40 years.
Sure.
Well, there are allegations of that he cheated on her back in Arkansas, which I tend to believe.
Yeah. And so it's a pattern of, you know, he keeps cheating, and she keeps staying. She must be staying for something other than love.
I think that's a pattern in an awful lot of marriages, more than we would imagine.
Yeah, but I think that a lot of people, a lot of women would say, I've had an ass full of this.
A lot would, and do.
And those are the women who I think are healthier than the women who stay for the power.
Maybe.
You know, it's like a friend of mine, real quickly, told me this, that when women and men and women get divorced, the women who rely on the monthly paycheck from their husband have a tendency to become very depressed and their lives go nowhere. The women who take one lump sum and press on with no ties to their ex-husband,
they're better.
The ones that flourish and do better and kick ass.
They go on to a career or have another family or something.
So, I mean, it does say something about, if you're in a situation like that, it might be painful for the first year, first 2 years. But ultimately, you know, in 3 years, 3 years through the end of your life, you might be happier.
Right, right.
All right. Why do these women stay? These high-powered guys get caught with hookers or cheating on their wives, and these women stay. Is it for the power, or are they truly in love? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
I love Funyuns.
Get out of here.
Now, listen.
right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Speculating on why these women of powerful guys who get caught cheating stay with their husbands.
Yeah, according to the reports today, the governor of New York who resigned, Eliot Spitzer, his wife, Soda,
stays with him.
And was apparently...
That's probably exactly the opposite of what he wants.
She was apparently lobbying him to not resign, to keep the job.
Yeah, she doesn't want him at home.
She said, you know, you got 70% of the vote, honey. You know, you're the governor. You keep this mansion and this job.
She wants him to leave every morning and go to his job. He don't want to stick around. All right, let's talk to Mike in Santa Monica. You're on the air.
Hey, Studs. How are you?
All right.
You know, one thing you mentioned before about this lieutenant governor that's going to take over,
yes.
The fact that he's legally blind, you know, this guy could save a fortune on hookers if he so desires, because he's going to be able to go real low end. He's not going to have to, you know, punch up 80 grand worth of hookers over a few months.
Yeah, this guy could just walk into, you know, the local massage parlor.
Exactly. And
saving the state some money.
Yeah, but... I think Soda should punch out. You know, she's not bad looking for 50. She's a major hitter. She had a really big job at a law firm. So,
and she has plenty of dough.
Oh, he's got. I think I saw dollar signs in her eyes.
Yeah, well, if she divorces him, she'll be set for life.
Oh, yeah. She's got plenty of money. All right, let's talk to Adam. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
All right. I think politics and stability go hand in hand. So I know there's a lot of talk about the Clintons, and I know Hillary is powerful enough, but I think that she was smart enough to stay with Bill for almost purely political reasons.
Well, there you go.
All right.
All right, buddy. Mark in Lake Elsinore, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All right.
Well, I don't know. The most perceptive people on the planet could speculate until the stars burn out about this whole Clinton thing or any of it. And nobody's ever going to know.
Right.
So why does anybody care? I mean, it seems
because
like everybody's focusing on the wrong stuff.
Well, because, you know, whether it's Governor Spitzer or Senator Larry Craig in Idaho or Governor McGreevy or President Clinton, it's titillating. I mean, you know, it's sex and it's the media and it's the front page, and sex sells newspapers and drives up television ratings. So that's why people talk about it.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's titillating, and I'll give you that, but... it's nothing to get all serious about. I mean, actually, if the guy ran hookers and he was smart about it, you know, hey, maybe that makes him have better skills as a, you know, as a mayor, or, you know, I mean, he's just doing what everybody else does anyway.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But the problem with Spitzer is he was a prosecutor and put people in jail for this exact same thing.
Oh, well, then he needed to have a rock thrown at his head.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Diane in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
Hey. I've worked in California politics for more than a dozen years, and a lot of times these are power couples, and the woman wants power, and when the man leaves office, it's her turn for her power. I think that's why Hillary stayed, and I think that's why other women stay, too.
And what percentage do you think of women stay for that, or into politics because they like to share the power?
I'd probably say about 25% of the wives.
Yeah, one out of four?
Yeah. Half the wives are just there because they love them, and I'd say the other half are into the power, and some of them are going to make a grab afterwards.
Yeah, I hate to say this because this sounds like a real sexist thing.
Yeah.
But I really respect a woman whose husband is kicking ass in life, and she takes a second seat to that. Whether he's a producer, a director, a writer.
And she supports him.
And she supports him, and she doesn't want to go out and start her own studio.
I understand that.
She doesn't want to open up her own store.
Yep,
she just wants to sit there and, you know, support that guy.
And be happy for him.
Yes, and be there for him.
I agree with you.
I totally believe in that. These women who, you know, they get into these marriages, and the guy kicks ass, and all of a sudden, like 5 years into it, she's like, hey, listen, I'm thinking about, you know, starting my own company. He's like, ah, F, are you kidding me? We have plenty of money.
Right.
Why do you need to start your own company? He's like, well, I need something to do. Well, why didn't you tell me that before I married you? I would have never married you. I would have never even looked at you again.
Right.
I wanted you to stay at home and I'll make the money. Let's have two roles here. Let's not have the same roles.
Right.
Please, girls.
I understand that, Tim.
For God's sakes.
It's an old fa- and now it would be regarded as an old-fashioned notion. But you know what? I agree with your ideally, I mean, that's nice when you see that happen.
And I think women should go back to wearing skirts and dresses more often.
Well, now you're getting a little crazy.
When's the last time you heard a guy go, wow, look at the pants on her?
Well, you don't hear that.
You never hear that.
Unless the pants are really tight and they say, look at that ass.
Then they say, look at that ass. But they never say, wow, look at those pants. Wow, look at those pants.
You don't say that when you watch Hillary on C-SPAN?
No.
When Hillary takes
She's got to step it up, my brother, with the pantsuits.
Well, I think the pantsuits are very like Gloria Allred. She's very elegant. I think she dresses very nicely for a 61-year-old lady. I mean, she's 61,
I think
Tim.
She could hip it up a little. I mean, the pantsuit.
Well, I think she also has thick legs and probably doesn't want to show those off. You know, women.
Oh, she does?
I think she does, and women are you know.
But I've heard plenty of guys go, "Wow, look at the skirt! Or, wow, look at the dress on that chick!"
Yeah, guys admire that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but never. Hey, look at the pants.
Never had. Wow, look at the jeans on her.
What is that store, St. John's, Gina, where the old, well, not old? Forgive me. Scratch that. Where mature women shop.
It's for very wealthy, mature women. A lot of knit pantsuits.
And it's called?
And cardigan sweaters. St. John.
St. John.
St. John?
Yeah. Okay.
And then what? It's right over to St. John's in Santa Monica after
right
that?
Over to St. John's Memorial.
Oh, God.
No, our friend Gloria Allred often wears St. John's stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah. St. John's.
She always looks so nice in them, too.
Yeah, but you know what? When these old women, they're like, late 70s, early 80s, they're like, I'm going to St. John's. They don't know whether they call an ambulance or a limo. They don't know whether they're going to the store or the hospital. They got to change the name of that place. Call it Cedars. Why don't they just call it Cedars-Sinai? Going to Cedars-Sinai. Which one? The one on Rodeo?
How about Cedars Boutique?
Jesus Christ. I just don't understand this city. I really don't. All right, David Letterman's top 10 list is coming up. That's always very funny. Then the news at 9 with Robin, man.
What?
And in the 9 o'clock hour, Wilford Brimley is one of the most downloaded videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of different Wilford Brimley singing about the diabetes.
Yeah, he has it.
Yeah, we'll play some of those.
As you know, he has it.
Well, as you know, I've got the diabetes. Well, I didn't, sir. I did not know. I don't know if you have
diabetes.
Rickets. I don't know if you have shingles.
Nope.
I don't know if you have a brain tumor.
Just gonorrhea and diabetes.
I don't know if you're a little, low on blood sugar. I don't know. I guess I knew that, right? Diabetes. All right. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.